Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 31st of March 2024. Today's topic is Christ Resurrects. Our text today is taken from Luke chapter 16 verses 1 through 11. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices, that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? Verse 4. And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. Verse 8. And they went out quickly, and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive, and had been seen of her, believed not. Our memory verse today is taken from Luke chapter 18 verse 14. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. The mathematician and scientist, G.B. Hardy, 1877 to 1947, while searching for the true religion, said, I really have only two questions. 1. Has anybody ever cheated death? And 2. Did he make a way for me to follow? Those are my only two questions. In his quest, he discovered that the tombs of religious leaders that ever lived were occupied. But Jesus' tomb became empty 3 days after he was crucified. Jesus cheated death, which answered his first question. G.B. Hardy found the answer to his second question in the Bible, where Jesus himself said, Because I live, you shall live also. The resurrection accounts by many witnesses and Jesus' empty tomb are proofs of Jesus' resurrection. Many still doubt Jesus' resurrection today, as they erroneously believe that it is a fictitious story. The scriptures which cannot lie tell us that he was seen not just by his apostles, but also by above 500 brethren at once. Let us rejoice, for our Savior rose on this day, and is alive forevermore. His resurrection guarantees our redemption. Quote for the day. His resurrection, our redemption. The challenge for today is, ensure you know the risen Savior personally. Prayer. Holy Father, let the power that raised Christ dwell in me, in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app. or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.